Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Our legal expert, attorney Paul Cambria, is joining us live this morning on WBEN. Paul, two landmark rulings from the Supreme Court last week. One overturning New York's concealed carry law, the other overturning Roe. And some people didn't think the decisions were consistent. Is one expanded rights, the other removed rights? But in a legal sense, did you find them consistent?
Well, no. It appears that the Supreme Court, and this isn't just unique to the current Supreme Court, but when they want to get to a certain result, they always find a way to do it. They with regard to gun possession, they basically said, well, it says keep and bear arms. Bear means possess. There's no distinction between your house or the public, and so you have a right to possess it in public. There's a history of that, and so on. By the same token, there's no history with regard to same-sex marriage, but the court embraced it and said that it's appropriate and constitutionally protected. We have other things, contraception, for example. That's an old Supreme Court case that said there's a constitutional right to that. And with regard to that, they pulled upon the Ninth Amendment, which people rarely ever hear about. And then they used the word, it's in the penumbra of the Ninth Amendment. I mean, that shows you how far they will go if they want to make a certain decision. And so... No, I don't think it's consistent at all, because then on the other hand, in the Roe v. Wade abortion situation, Roe v. Wade was based on due process of law, the 14th Amendment due process. And they then said, well, there is no specific history. There's no specific basis to use the due process clause. And so we're going to overrule Roe v. Wade. Well, like I said, there wasn't a history with regard to others that they have sustained. So they're not consistent. But I wanted to point one thing out. There is a solution in New York for the abortion situation. The federal constitution has a due process clause, and that is what Roe v. Wade used to justify constitutional right to abortion choice. New York has its own constitution, and ironically, I handled the case in the Court of Appeals, which is our highest court in New York, and the Court of Appeals said that New York's constitution can give greater rights than the federal constitution. So we have a due process clause in the New York State Constitution, and all that has to happen is a court to recognize that under the due process clause in New York's constitution, there is a right to abortion. So there is a way to do it without legislation and simply a court's recognizing that due process under the state constitution covers it. So it'll be interesting. And I have had discussions already with state senators and so on about that very issue, because I handled that case, and so I was familiar with the logic of our Court of Appeals.
It is interesting. We're talking actually about the Ninth Amendment earlier this morning with another guest about, you know, what the scope of that might be. Is this, you mentioned some of these other cases, and that's some of the fear that a lot of people are putting out there. Could this also result in the court ruling back rights when it comes to gay marriage, contraception, some of these other things? With this ruling, it would seem that the court is not particularly concerned with precedent. And to Chief Justice Roberts' point in his writing, that they're not really concerned about that slowly rolling back of certain things, of not shifting the tide too much with one ruling with what they did here.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, the thing that's going around social media and some of the other critics of the decision is Thomas, who's African-American. If history were to be applied the way he said it should be applied, let's say in the gun case, and I realize Alito wrote the gun decision, but if that's true, he's married to a white woman. History does not support interracial marriage. So, I mean, you know, we have all these inconsistencies. And again, my point is, if they want to get to a certain result, they find a way to get there. And so, and it seems almost like politics, you know, has kind of reared its ugly head in the Supreme Court. And obviously, that's not what the Supreme Court's all about. That's why they have lifetime appointments, so that they could, you know, shed themselves of political party influence.
Well, the result is that they want this to go to the states to decide, right?
Well, they say that. That's true. But as far as the states are concerned, the states have no choice as far as concealed carry. The states will still be talking about qualifications, background checks. And one big hot button that people haven't been talking that much about is that the Supreme Court said in the gun case, we're not talking about what kind of gun you can possess. So now wait for the legislation that says, you know, no AK-47s and so on. I mean, that's a big issue out there. And the gun lobby obviously isn't interested in restricting the kind of weapons that people can carry. But the Supreme Court left that door open. And I'm sure that the states, some states are going to walk into that door and say, well, you can't have this, you can't have that.
This does, you know, kind of give some new power, right, to different states. Are you expecting the challenges to state laws now to be almost fast and furious, for these to be kind of changing at a somewhat rapid pace, state by state, as to what is and isn't allowed?
Well, as far as guns are concerned, absolutely. I think that you're going to see states, probably New York among them, that say no AK-47s. They may even try to limit the amount of bullets you can have. Although, again, now we're going to get into the history chain of thought, I guess. But no, I think we're going to see higher requirements, you know, more stringent requirements to carry, and secondly, a restriction on the kind of guns you can possess. I think that's our next big wave of state legislation.
This week, New York State is holding a special legislative session on that gun safety legislation. The measures you just mentioned, do you think lawmakers will approve that as early as this week?
Well, I don't know about how fast they can do it because, again, the gun lobby has a lot of influence in politics and on politicians, you know, donating money and all the rest of it. But I think absolutely hot and heavy in the session is going to be what kind of gun can you possess legally. And, you know, the automatic, semi-automatic kind of rifles and that, I think, are in jeopardy.
Paul, thank you for the time this morning. Paul Cambria, attorney, our expert legal analyst, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.